That's us. We're Morning Friends.
Morning Friends with y'all.
The Morning Friends.
Steve-O and Mateo, the Morning Friends.
The super fantastic Morning Friends.
We survived the thunderstorm of 98 last night.
Oh, man. I am tired. I'm not going to lie. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, we're both tired. I had to wake up at 3 o'clock to take Dawn to meet up with the bus, Fireflight bus.
Fireflight headed out to California.
Over yonder at the Flying J. Went over yonder and dropped her off down there at the Flying J.
You had a lot to be concerned about last night because crazy thunderstorm kept everybody up all night, which was one of the raddest looking storms I've seen in years.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. For everyone back east, it was your basic severe thunderstorm.
It's pretty awesome.
But here, when it rains, it floods instantly.
Yeah.
Like at home, it's
just soaks into the ground.
Yeah, it's
called
just a
sprinkler system.
The grass is like, give me that.
Yeah.
And then here, the desert's like, I want it, but I don't know how to take it. That's what me and Dawn were talking about. She's like, the ground is like, it wants the water so much, but it just can't handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty much.
It's
pretty
like, the ground out here is like the nerd in high school that gets the date with the hottest girl in school.
Yeah.
And he's like, what now? What now? I can't do that. I can't do this. I'm just going to hydroplane everybody driving.
It's pretty much right.
It is right.
So
I was scared to drive on the street because there was water everywhere. And it
yeah,
was
but
going,
you got it. You had to be like the only one on the street.
There were a few of us.
Okay.
But I was also driving Steve-O's Subaru.
Yeah.
Which is all-wheel drive.
Yep.
So I was not scared.
Boom.
This is what I want New Mexico Department of Transportation to work on. Also, the Tennessee Department of Transportation, especially in the Nashville area. Just put little reflectors in the middle of the road so I can tell where the lane is. When it's raining, I can't. The whole road is reflecting water. You can't tell where the lane is. And there's no street lights out here. It's like,
this is true.
I don't know. It's scary.
Sorry, buddy.
Just put reflectors in the road. It's not. I don't know how hard it is. I don't work on the road. I'm not an engineer.
Man.
I'm not a scientist. I'm just a casual driver that complains in the rains.
We got one more week here. It's Friday.
Yep.
It is finally Friday.
It's a good Friday.
It is your favorite Friday.
No. It's a good Friday today.
Yep. It's Friday. We got Fun Joke Friday.
Fun Joke Friday today. Oh, no.
I'm excited for the topic of the day, which we'll get to
coming up.
It's going to be good.
I'm excited about it as well, but I'm bummed that Dawn had to leave.
Me too.
So it was fun.
It's Fireflight Friday.
Fireflight Friday.
It's when you pray for Fireflight to be safe because they're going to California and the weather's crazy.
It's crazy out there.
So, yeah.
Crazy people, crazy weather.
Glad you got to see your wife for a few days.
Me too, it was fun.
That was cool.
She and Brody got along fine, which made me upset.
Yeah.
We had a fight about it. I was like, how are you just holding him when you know how he hurts me? And she said, he's a baby, Matt. Get over it. And I was like, don't come at me with your science and your knowledge and your definitions of what's good and what's right and wrong. I was like, that baby cusses me out when nobody's looking. I just want to clarify something. The other day, I put up a picture on my Instagram, @AlottaMateo. That's AlottaMateo.
Yep. AlottaMateo.
Yes. And it has the most likes ever.
Ever!
And it was Mr. Steve-O's idea.
Come on. I mean, come on.
I've officially hired him as a writer for my life. Because I got to be funny.
Yeah. That was a great photo.
That was good. I was sitting over there by him. I was like, I should get a picture of me and Brody. And then Steve-O said, you should get a picture of feeding him and then put a Bible verse under it. And I was like, that is awesome. And it is the best picture ever.
Yeah, another one coming soon. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a whole series
of these. Yeah, now it's like me and Don and Sebo and Chrissy are all brainstorming ideas. It's like, oh, and this would be funny.
This would be a good one.
This would be funny. And the whole time I'm sitting there thinking, I'm going to get to kick this baby. Somehow it's going to work out. I'm going to get to kick him. So I'm down.
Man, we have a great show for you today. I'm excited. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico is going to be in here, so there's going to be a lot of accents flying around.
Good grief.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's also, you know, Friday. So we're gonna have some fun today. Looking forward to the topic today.
The topic is a good one.
Yeah.
Arm your phones, people.
Yeah, get ready for that bad boy. Also, of course, as I said, Fun Joke Friday and stuff.
And stuff. We're tired, and so are you. Thanks for listening in.
Pretty much.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hey, it's breaking news with me, Matt, and I don't even care what you think. Just kidding, I do. I care too much. That's my problem. I care too much. A Singapore nightclub has been outfitted with urinals that analyze alcohol content.
What?
Yep.
So basically at this nightclub, they can tell if you've had too much to drink and therefore alert the authorities?
Through your TT.
Really?
It's called a TT tattletale machine. Don't pee in the TT tattletale machine.
That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah, it is. It's a great idea because, you know, you gotta pee.
Yeah.
And so they'll get you. A luxury cruise ship failed a surprise inspection by the Centers for Disease Control.
What?
I don't know which cruise ship it was, so if you're on a cruise, maybe it was your ship.
Don't eat the food.
Don't eat it, friends.
Oh, sorry.
Whoa! Awesome.
Sorry. Scared you.
The Southwest Jet's nose gear landed first.
Oh, that's not good.
And this is bad.
Yeah.
That Southwest Airlines jet that made a hard landing in New York Monday?
Yep.
Federal investigators say it appears the nose gear hit the ground before the main landing gear. 16 passengers suffered minor injuries during Flight 345's landing. The plane was coming from Nashville. A spokeswoman for Southwest said the landing described by the NTSB was not in accordance with operating procedures. The NTSB had said Wednesday that the landing gear collapsed rearward, and upward into the fuselage, damaging the electronics bay that housed avionics.
Man. So the pilot landed the nose first, basically?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're supposed to go...
Because I was going to say, in the main one, the ones that are down here...
Yep. And then you lower the front. This guy was like, nope, coming in strong. You know what, though? I'm going to... Southwest is my favorite airline.
You can't say that.
Mostly, my personal opinion, mostly because they're funny. They get up
there...
They're
funny?
They're talking about... They're like... one time, Waverly, we flew from Southern California to like Colorado or something.
Yeah.
Basically just overland.
Mm-hmm.
And the Southwest, the dude was like, in the very likely event of a water landing, considering that we are going only overland. And then he went into that. I thought that was pretty funny. And I learned yesterday that sarcasm makes your kids smarter, so
that's a genius. Check out our podcast from yesterday's show if you missed that. It's a true story.
You ready for this one?
Yep.
A Long Island lobster man who spent 12 hours floating in the Atlantic Ocean after falling off his boat joked Thursday that he may have the two rubber boots that kept him alive, or kept him afloat, bronzed.
Okay.
Yep. He had been a lobster man for 19 years.
What is a lobster man?
He's a guy and he goes out on the boat and he catches lobsters.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God.
What?
Good call. John Aldridge was rescued Wednesday when the Coast Guard found him floating in the ocean off of Montauk Point, about 40 miles from where he tumbled off the 44-foot lobster boat Anna Mary at about 3 a.m. He was treated at a hospital in Massachusetts for dehydration, exposure, and hypothermia. He had been a lobsterman for 19 years. He said he was preparing for a day of fishing when he attempted to move a beverage cooler. He says, the handle broke off and I fell off the back of the boat. Just like
wow.
That, I watched the boat float away. He said he had read books and articles about survival techniques, instincts really took over, and so he didn't even use his book knowledge. He noticed his calf-length rubber boots were allowing his feet to float higher in the water than his head, so he took off the boots, turned them upside down, and filled them with air. He placed one under each arm and then used them as flotation devices.
Wow.
He said, once I did that, I was good to go. Water was warm, my head was above water, so I was floating, and I knew I had to conserve energy, and that was it. I just floated for hours.
Wow.
That's how you live in the water, friends. You just float.
And blow air into your boots and stick them upside down as flotation devices.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy that he was observant enough to be like, oh, my feet are floating higher than my head is.
I would have been freaking out.
Oh, well, yeah.
In other breaking news. Yeah, good job, dude. Other breaking news. Seven people got into a big brawl at the exclusive Trump Soho Hotel in New York City.
Okay.
That's like a big nice place.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to get in a fight at the nice place. Guess what opens up in the movie theater today?
The Wolverine!
Yes, it does.
We'll have a review of that as soon as we go see it.
We were gonna go see it this weekend until our friend Joey said he couldn't.
Gosh.
Joey.
We should just go see it today, and then we'll go again on Monday and pretend like we haven't seen it.
I don't know if I want to see it twice.
Yeah, especially if it's bad. Man. Which, all I've heard is it's not great.
Oh.
That it's like, meh. Here's what everybody's saying. Well, it's better than the last one.
Well, that...
But everything's better than the last
true.
One.
That last Wolverine movie was pretty rough.
Oh, it's terrible!
Pretty rough. A spinoff of the movie Rocky is now in the works. It's called
what?
Creed.
What?
And centers on the boxing career of Apollo Creed's grandson.
Man, I don't know how I feel about that.
No word yet on whether or not Scott Stapp will be providing a song for the soundtrack.
Yes! That would be awesome!
Did you ever hear that song he wrote for the Florida Marlins?
No.
That cat wrote a song for the Florida Marlins, and it is the worst song ever written. Nope. You can't say it's not.
It really
is the worst song. When you hear it, you'll go, he was right. Mateo was right about this, too. Maybe I should follow him into the desert. I don't know. He's been right about most things. And that's what I've been saying for a long time.
Oh, man.
Consumer Reports gave the top rating to Chevy Impala.
What's that mean?
I don't know. It's a nice car. I'm just reading the breaking news. This is brand new stuff, man. You know what? Here's a good one. Police in New York say a deranged, shirtless man snuck into an airport terminal under construction. That is all it says. I have no closure on that story. So let's make it up.
Yeah, okay, so a guy went into an airport. It was still under construction.
Shirtless, deranged man.
Shirtless and deranged.
And you know what he did?
What?
He bought a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And he sat there.
Yeah.
And then he got run over by the Southwest airplane.
They made a crash landing.
Yep, because
the pilot.
They were like, you're not supposed to be there. And so they hit him with the nose. And then the pilot was like, wait a second. I'm not supposed to land this way. But it was too late. Too late.
Wow.
Uh-oh. This could be scary.
All right. Ooh, do you want scary news?
Give me some scary.
Some scary, like, kind of creepy or, like, terrifying.
Give me some Walking Dead.
Okay.
Pause, listeners.
Whoa! A Safeway shopper horrified to find chicken in her chicken!
An Arizona woman was so disturbed at finding a chicken foot in a
package of
chicken breasts at her local Safeway that she tweeted a photo and alerted the media. The media!
The media!
Lindsay of Phoenix tweeted, hey, at Safeway, does this look like a chicken breast to you? I'm vomiting.
I'm vomiting. That's disgusting.
Lindsay later sent a statement to news organizations saying she was shocked and disgusted by what she saw and immediately contacted the store's manager to have it removed.
That's disgusting. Could you imagine?
No, but this is what I do imagine. I imagine her sounding like this. Hey, at Safeway, does this look like a chicken breast to you? I'm vomiting. That's her Twitter voice. oh my gosh, this isn't a chicken breast, this is a chicken foot. If it was a rabbit's foot, I'd keep it, because it'd be lucky, but now it's just a chicken foot, and I hate it. Vomiting. Hashtag vomiting. Take that, morning time.
Boom! I'm breaking
here to
news.
Kick your butt.
Yes. Coming up this Sunday night, Lobo Theater. Aaron Gillespie. It's going to be awesome.
I'm excited about it.
We'll be there. You should too. Just a few minutes away from our dear friend Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us.
Fun.
I'm excited.
Fun will be had.
Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in at facebook.com/mystaticradio. But first.
First.
Yeah. Time for birthdays.
Yay, birthdays.
Morning.
Good morning, Steven.
By the way, Matt.
Sir.
Teo.
Sir.
I lived elsewhere where they, you know, there used to be an old video game called Knight Rider.
Yes.
Or Knight Driver, I don't know, something like that. Yeah. Where you could kind of just see what would be like reflectors on the road.
Yes.
I miss those.
Mm.
Every time it rains here, it's like, where did the lanes go?
That's what I'm saying. It's the same way in Nashville.
They don't have them?
No, I don't know what the deal is. No, they don't. But there are street lights there, so it's a little bit easier.
They have them in California. You know where they don't typically have them is places where they use snow plows sometimes.
That makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. So it's the 207th day of 2013.
Woo!
Only 158 days remaining in 2013.
Yeah.
And we've got birthdays to go through. Any shout-outs from listeners? Do listeners even know?
You can get your birthday shouted out on the radio. You'll be famous.
You know,
just do it, Nike.
For decades. Hey, so-and-so's having a birthday.
I know, right?
You know?
Yeah.
And no, we don't do that, man. We don't do that because then everybody would want to do it.
Yeah.
And now we tell people, all right, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well. Nothing.
Well.
Nothing.
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 All right. Let's go with audio hints.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Almost ready. Oh, here we go. Oh, you'll know this one, I think. Maybe not. It's a theme from Entourage. That's Jane's Addiction.
Oh, oh man. I've never really watched that
I've
show.
I've never seen it. Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy Piven's birthday.
Oh, yeah! That's the only guy I know who's on that show.
Yeah. Jeremy Piven.
Gosh.
44.
Do you remember Judgment Day?
44.
He's in a movie called Judgment Day with Dennis Leary and Emilio Estevez.
Oh, it's a comedy.
No.
I do not.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Cuba
Gooding Jr.
Cuba.
No, see, that was from when I was like a kid, and yeah. So he's got to be older than that.
All right.
I say 44. I'm going to say 50.
It's 48.
Ah!
He's about my age.
All right.
All right. I have more hints for you.
Yes.
I'm not sure what I want to play for you, though.
Something cool?
You know what I do?
Yes.
Okay, I'll play one for Steve-O. Ready, Steve-O?
Yeah.
All righty. This one you'll probably get fairly quickly. You won't be a big fan, though.
Oh.
All right, here you go.
It's John Schneider's birthday.
I saw him in Nashville.
Just a good old boy.
Never meaning no harm. It's not John's birthday, though.
Hey, as long as you're a guest on the morning show, can we just call the morning show the Dukes of Hazzards? Or the good old boys?
Let's be called the Hazardous Dukes.
Nah.
Hit on a blind in the hill. What is this?
This is John Schneider.
Okay. Is it his birthday?
No.
Then why are you playing this? Oh, is it from the stupid movie?
No, it's James Best's birthday.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Okay, cool. Why wouldn't I like that? Because he's a lawman or what?
Yeah,
I'm an outlaw.
You're an outlaw. You're a son of anarchy.
You certainly won't like the next one.
He is 67.
64.
Roscoe P. Coltrane, the guy who played the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
87.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
We're just being, we have giving heart.
Yes.
It was a show from the 80s? 80s?
Okay. Got me.
The Dukes, man? Man, that had to be like late 70s, 80s, man.
What?
What is this?
Who?
Oh, snap. I'm so excited.
Why wouldn't I dig this? Are you kidding? Who's still alive from Superman?
It's actually from Superman Returns.
Oh, Brandon Routh?
Which is actually from Superman.
Is it Brandon Routh?
Sure that, but they totally just took John Williams and said, let's redo everything from Superman.
Probably the creepiest actor that I say is a great actor.
Kevin Spacey!
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
Okay.
He was in, The Negotiator?
He's in House of Cards on Netflix.
Yeah.
He was in...
Moon?
Horrible Bosses.
Oh, Horrible... Man, he was funny in that movie.
He was in Seven.
58.
Oh. You remember Seven?
No.
Yes!
God, that movie was intense.
Yeah, I know.
Why'd you bring that up this morning? It's Friday!
He was a bad guy. I don't know.
How old is he?
Wait, I didn't guess!
No one recommends that movie.
No, absolutely not. Oh, gosh, I'm getting sick thinking about it.
Then why'd you recommend it?
I didn't recommend
it. Pay It Forward.
Pay It Forward's a good film.
He was in 20.
He was in The Usual Suspects.
21. He was in 21. American Beauty.
Oh.
Okay, I said 58. I said 58.
I'll say 57 because he was in 7.
54.
Ah!
Yeah. How's that? You like this?
It's still John Williams.
I love this song.
Redoing his own score.
Yeah, right?
Well.
Oh, this part I hate. When they're like, in the first movie when they were flying.
Why would you hate that?
When he was flying her through the clouds, that
Who
was
cares?
Stupid as she read a stupid poem.
Hey, Superman can have a love connection.
Dude.
Absolutely.
That stupid poem.
It's not stupid.
Margot Kidder, bro.
Poetry
Who are
is
you?
Not stupid.
Just go.
Poetry All right. is.
No, don't go. Mateo.
This is lovely.
That's Hans Zimmer.
Oh.
That's not his birthday. From The Aviator, Pearl Harbor, Underworld, Serendipity.
Wait, Aviator, Pearl Harbor.
Is it Kate Blanchett?
Yeah. No. Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale's birthday. Did you just sigh?
I love Kate Beckinsale.
As do I.
It was a sigh of beauty.
All right.
She was in Underworld.
Here's your boy Hans Zimmer there, Matt.
Yeah, it's beautiful music.
Okay. It's Kate's birthday. How old is she?
I don't want to get this wrong.
34.
I refuse to say anything higher than 30. Well, no, let's see. She's 35.
40.
Oh, wow.
She's 40.
What?
She's
turned 40.
She is gorgeous for 40.
Wow, did you just qualify her beauty?
What does that mean?
For 40, I guess she's okay.
I think she's pretty.
Her beauty cannot be qualified. It is an endless beauty.
It's,
America.
No, you're singing the American version of this. This is called God Save the Queen.
It's Britain.
No, this is America. We took it back.
We didn't take it back. We took it away. Is it Britain's birthday?
No, from Red 2.
Oh, Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren's birthday.
I think she's pretty, too.
For her age.
She's beautiful.
For a 72-year-old.
She is older.
I know, that's why I say 72.
68.
Helen Mirren turned 68.
Yeah!
It's really hot in here.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah, I got one right.
Okay, I'm going to play this for a few seconds, and then you guys, you can guess if you want, but I'll be right back. You guys, you can guess. Guess who the band is, guess what movie this is from, whose birthday it is.
This is a lot of information. Is this Five for Fighting?
I'm going to... Here's what you do. When it's music you have no idea, you Soundhound it.
You what?
Soundhound!
Man.
It's the app. Watch.
I think this is Five for Fighting. The guy
this
that sings
is...
Superman.
Superman?
He sings a...
What?
Okay, so I'm back.
Is it Five for Fighting?
It is Five for Fighting.
Oh, man. You didn't let my app do its job.
You don't need Soundhound. You need Mateo.
He was doing Shazam.
I was Soundhounding.
Soundhound.
This is from the motion picture The Blind Side.
Oh.
Is
it Sandra Bullock's birthday?
It is Sandra's birthday.
Booyah.
Miss Congeniality. And, of course, now she's in The Heat.
And Speed 1 and 2.
She's done many movies. I was just about to say she's done many movies with the greatest actor of all time.
What about
Keanu Reeves?
What about a time to Kill? That was a good one.
Why do you think Keanu Reeves is the greatest actor of all time?
Hold on, she wasn't in A Time to Kill. She was in The Pelican Brief.
No, she was in A Time to Kill.
Julia Roberts. She was in A Time to Kill.
Yeah, pretty much.
She was in Practical Magic.
Oh my gosh!
Sandra Bullock's birthday today.
Okay,
how old is she?
47.
47? Yep. No way.
That's what I say.
Kate Beckinsale's only 40.
47.
44.
49.
Oh! Wow!
There you go. So we'll move on.
She's still pretty.
Oh! One of the greatest rock and roll songs of all time!
Yes.
Are we gonna guess?
Nope!
Neither am I.
Culture Shock with the Rolling Stones.
Oh,
to me.
Is it Mick Jagger's birthday?
Mick Jagger's
birthday. Nice.
Man with lips.
He's got the moves.
He's got the moves like himself.
He got the moves, and then he gave them to Steven Tyler.
And then he gave them to Steven Christian.
And then he gave them to Paramore.
Yeah, Hayley Williams.
All right, it's Mick Jagger's birthday.
Okay. Now let's consider this.
Can I play another one?
Yes.
No!
You can always play another one.
No!
You can play any song from their catalog, man.
All right.
Dude, Gimme Shelter is their best song ever.
I like all of their songs.
So, it's Mick's birthday.
Shouldn't it be like a national holiday?
You think today he'd be singing...
He's not even American!
Today?
I know, it should be a national holiday anyway.
Man.
You think he'd be singing this one today?
Because he's... Oh, he's... How old is he? Helen Mirren was 68.
All right, this guy... what a good song.
It's on my side.
Yes, it is.
He is 72.
It's 71.
70.
Ah!
We were close.
He looks a little older than he actually
is.
He's had a rough time.
Brought it on himself.
I was just about to say that. Cheers, my friend.
You think the music could get any better this morning?
Maybe.
No, you already played.
Oh! And then he did that.
It's, on this day in, is this still birthdays?
Yeah.
Well, it's not Freddie Mercury.
It's or Joshua Jackson's birthday.
He shares a name with members of Duran Duran.
John Taylor's birthday.
Roger Taylor's birthday.
It's Roger Taylor's birthday.
Would you like to know why I said Joshua Jackson?
Yes.
Okay. Joshua Jackson, that's the guy in Fringe,
right.
Dawson's
Creek,
and Mighty
right.
Ducks. Which this song was featured in.
Prominently
featured.
I was thinking of Heath Ledger from that really terrible movie, The Night Movie.
Oh, yeah, Night's Tale.
Yeah, hated that movie.
I didn't think it was so
bad. From the very opening theme when they were doing this in the bleachers in the middle, in medieval times.
I thought it was a great modern take, and it really did a great job discussing the duality of man and the human condition.
So, Roger Taylor from Queen, it's his birthday.
Pretty much.
67.
73.
64.
Ah!
You guys are mean.
Whatever. He's from Queen. He should be stoked that he's still here. Truth.
All right. Let's go!
Steve.
Oh yeah, God. Pretty much. Pretty much.
That you both waited until it said that.
Pretty much.
Okay. I get it. I get it. I don't like it, but I get it.
How many songs are written about you, buddy?
Mateo?
Yeah. Just only... Escape by Fireflies.
Yeah. She got really sick of me and got mad and wrote a song about it. Now everybody likes it.
On this date, way back when... Benjamin Franklin became Postmaster General.
Nice. Okay.
Benjamin Franklin, also little known fact, he invented the Bible and...
Stop it.
He was our first president.
Stop
Just
it.
Ask the Masons.
He was an ambassador to England for
hey,
us.
Hey, was it 1796?
No! Oh, wait. 1776 was a oh,
yeah,
that's not a bad guess.
We weren't a country yet. Oh wait, yes we were.
1776 was yeah. When so we declared our independence.
We
so.
Would have been around for 20 years at that point.
I'm gonna say 1784.
1775.
Oh wow, we had mail before we had a country.
Yes, we did.
Wow.
All right, sir. I see your game. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah,
Johnny Carson.
Well, the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson on this date became the first network television program to be telecast...
On the East Coast and West Coast.
In stereo.
Oh. Ooh.
Okay.
And this isn't stereo.
Yeah.
1964.
Nicely done. I feel like I was closest. I was only off by 18 years.
Wow. Good math, buddy.
Sorry.
Yeah. Nicely done.
All right. Ooh. Ah. What's this?
Two different things.
We're done. It's just.
This is some flow out music.
Some parting music. We gotta take a quick break. Coming back, Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in facebook.com/mystaticradio.
What if we just ended the morning show right now?
Have a good day. Bye. Yeah. Joining us in studio, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. Welcome to the show. Welcome.
Hey, thank you.
We
hey,
have
hey.
A guest. It's you.
It's me.
Well, you're still a guest, technically.
We have two
I mean,
guests.
We've been here for weeks.
It's me and you.
That's
yep,
right.
Pretty much. I'm excited. Didn't see you last week.
I know.
You're busy in
I
the
was
summertime.
Doing a World Changers project.
Doing stuff.
Yeah.
It's the three busy months of the year for pastors. Hey!
Oh, youth pastors.
Yeah, youth pastors.
I thought the world felt a little different.
We were changing it, baby. We were changing it.
I believe it was Tuesday I woke up and said, something's different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was trying to paint a house in the rain.
I said,
outside.
I think it's the world.
Wow. Wow.
And apparently, I was right.
So. You were right.
So, what have you been up to?
Painting a house in the rain.
He just said it.
I just
yeah,
said
I know,
that, man.
But
we went to Eastland, Texas with World
Changers.
You
never know. He's from, like, Tejas. That could mean something really
no,
weird.
I'm not from
it's like
Tejas.
When people. It's like when people say they got to see a man about a horse. I always thought they were just going to buy a horse.
Yeah.
Yep.
Turns out they're pooping.
Nice.
Or, yeah, I didn't know.
Or the other.
Yeah.
Not necessarily pooping.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just,
it means you just
got
to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do they have to see a man about a horse?
I don't know. It's from the Old West.
Oh.
I don't. I think Billy the Kid said it
I
first.
I thought you
and it
loved
caught
Westerns.
On. I don't. I do, sort
of. But
get
you
off
don't
of
know,
Steve-O.
I'm just
what
curious.
Do you want from me? My father was in the Air Force. I don't know anything. I don't know anything about except military stuff.
I was just curious.
Yeah, I know. That's right. And
English
I'm not from
language.
Texas. Not that would be a bad thing, but I'm not from
Where are you
Why
from?
Did you say that?
Oh, yeah, you're from Alamogordo.
Yeah.
That's close enough.
Yeah, that is not. Oh. Send your letters to Steve-O
yeah.
at
My Static Radio.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we were in Eastland, Texas, which is a little tiny town, just a little bit east west of Dallas, I guess.
Okay.
And we painted houses and fixed windows, and there was about 18 crews of students, about 250 folks from all over the place there. It was really cool. It was really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, so we painted. The first 3 days it rained really hard, and so it was hard to paint outside.
Right.
But we were able to, in between the showers, get some stuff done. I had a crew of middle school kids, and man, they were a hoot, and we finally got it all done. You have a week, you know, really 4 days to get this big project. This house was huge. And you got middle school kids who don't want to get up on the ladder.
Right.
And I'm the crew chief, and I don't want to get up on the ladder. Because Jesus said, and lo, I am with you always.
Fun joke Friday.
Fun joke Friday. Fun joke Friday. Hashtag.
So it's good. Hashtag. So it was good. It was a really, really good week.
That's cool.
Yeah, man.
I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, me too. Good to be back.
So speaking of people getting back, Michelle will be back on the air Tuesday. So it'll be Steve-O, Mitch, and Mateo.
Neato.
For a whole week.
Neato.
That'll be fun, man.
That will be upsetting.
Had a chance to talk to her yesterday from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. She's doing well. She keeps posting photos from out there, everything that they're doing. So that's really cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. So we got a topic of the morning. I'm excited. You're a youth pastor, so, you know, you guys never grow up. So this is good.
Okay.
This is fantastic.
Okay.
Question of the day, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Something that as a kid you thought you would get to do all the time as an adult. There you go. What's something that as a kid you thought you would get to do all the time as an adult?
Wow.
Yeah. You know, when you're a kid and you think, man, I can't wait till I'm an adult and I can stay up all night and watch movies.
Right.
Can't wait till I'm an adult. I can stay up all night. I'm going to stay up all night every night. Never going to go to bed.
That's right. Or drive.
Which is hilarious because for me, if it hits like double digits, if it hits 10 o'clock, I'm out.
Out, yeah.
I don't even make it to 10 most nights.
Well, you have a job that requires you to arise early in the
a.m. This is true. Yeah. This is true.
Yeah.
However.
But when you're a kid,
you don't think about that.
No,
yeah.
You want to get up.
My son says things like that all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait till I'm a dad and I can, you know.
I can't wait till I'm a dad and I can have my son get my coffee off the counter because I sat down before I got it.
Can't wait till I'm an adult and I get to watch The Walking Dead. I'm just kidding. They don't say that. Something as a kid you thought you would get to do all the time as an adult. I found a list of things that we thought we were going to get to do. Number one, stay up all night.
Okay.
That's number one on the list. That's a pretty good one because, honestly, as a kid, I thought that was it.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a 24/7 party. I'm an adult. Can't tell me what to do. I'm an adult.
I'm not going to bed.
I'm going to have cake for breakfast.
Ever.
And I'm going to stay up 24/7.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Number two, I will not take orders from anyone.
No.
Do whatever I want all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
That's hilarious because then you have a boss now and like you have people that tell you what to do and you're like, yes, sir.
You're not the boss of me.
And then there's that wiseacre who says there will always be someone who's the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for nobody sure. Nobody likes that
kid. I know. Nobody. Nobody.
Static.
Yeah. Now everyone's like, when they were kids, I wish I was older. Now it's like, I wish I was younger so I could live in my mom's house and not pay rent, utilities, have an extra mouth to feed,
won't
have to buy toilet paper.
Yeah. It's good. I like that.
You guys have a good one.
You too. No, it's true. When I was a kid, couldn't wait until I was adult. Now I'm like, how much was our P&M bill last month?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
I got to pay that one now. You don't think about something like that when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I make sure my kids know every day. Did you not turn that light off? That's going to cost us 47 cents.
I have turned into my father.
Day!
Who left this light on?
Oh, absolutely.
Who left this light
on? Absolutely. I'll get
or
home.
I just go through and just turn them all off as I'm coming through the house.
Yep.
My daughter Emily, she I can tell if she's upstairs because she leaves a trail of lights because she doesn't
hilarious.
Like to go upstairs in the dark.
Light
so it's like
trail.
Boom, 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 boom. And so I go upstairs and start turning them all off and she comes up, Dad, it's dark. Sweetheart, you're 17 years old. Carry a flashlight. Okay.
I want to have.
It's cheaper. Batteries are cheaper than
P&M. Exactly. I want to have a P&M person come out and read my meter and I'll turn on each light switch so that I can understand how much it costs for each light switch to just be turned on.
Oh, great idea.
So I can just tell my kids, oh, 27 cents. Right. Costs 27 cents. You have 27 cents?
Turn them into you sooner. That's a great idea.
Interesting.
That's a great idea.
I'm serious, man.
You know what my thing was?
when I was a kid, I looked forward to just being able to drive all the time.
Oh, of course.
I can't wait till I can drive.
Yeah.
And then I made the great decision of being in a band where what you do is drive
all the mostly. Time.
Oh. And that's when you're like, this is a bad call.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, man. Yeah, things you thought you would get to do as an adult. Something as a kid. Like when you were a kid, you thought, this is what I'm going to do all the time when I'm an adult. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. I love this one. When I was a kid, buying whatever I want. Number three on the list. Oh, man, when I'm older, yeah. I'm going to buy. I can't wait till I'm older. I'm gonna, actually, Jack yesterday, he was talking about things that he wanted, what he was willing to do, and then I felt like I failed as a father. My son wants a 3DS. That's you know,
he wants it bad.
He wants it bad. So yesterday on the morning show, we were talking about, you know, would you get advertising on your legs? In Japan right now, there's I guess girls, you know, there's certain criteria, of course, but for $120 a day, they'll, if you'll put stickers on your legs or something like that. It's like the, you know, the mini skirt with the high socks, so that it just draws right to that spot. They pay these girls like $120 a day to be walking billboards. And so we were talking about what you'd be willing to do for something like that. Yesterday, do I share this?
Yeah.
Do I share this?
You've already started.
We talked about a game
about it. I'm like, this is my 9-year-old.
No, that's cool. We talked about a game that we play in the House of Heroes van where it's like the example given was how much money would it take for you to eat a piece of poop?
Right.
And the game is, you always, like, you start off and you're like,
$1 million.
I would do that for $1 million. And then the person that asks says, yeah, but you'd probably do it for $950,000, though. And the next thing you know, you're doing it for $80. $80 and a donut.
That's
and
right.
You feel awful.
That's right.
Happy Friday,
everybody.
Happy Friday. It is 8 o'clock. Steve-O and Mateo. Woo. And our dear friend Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. Yes!
Hey, hey. Oh. What is up?
Can I read you guys a few Fun Joke Fridays?
Yes, absolutely. It is Fun Joke Friday. Hashtag Fun Joke Friday.
Hashtag. Hashtag, hashtag. Thebes has sent in about 27 jokes. Thebes, it sounds like you're living your childhood dream.
Exactly.
When I grow up, I'm going to send jokes.
Something
Fun Joke
Friday.
Something
as a kid you thought you'd get to do all the time as an adult.
I'll tell you something I didn't think I would do when I was a kid as an adult.
Huh.
Be on the internet because it wasn't there yet.
Yeah. Well, that's
you youngin'.
Yeah, youngin'.
Yeah.
Thebes says, he decided that becoming a vegetarian was a missed steak.
Yay! Fun Joke Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He says he just went to an emotional wedding. Even the cake was in tears. Look out now! I'm going to read this. I want to read them like I'm a stand-up comedian. Hey, rubber band pistol was confiscated from algebra class. Because it was a weapon of math destruction.
Disruption.
Yeah, I changed
hillbilly.
It. I felt like it would be better the other way. I'm being a comedian.
Don't be a writer. Just do the material.
Okay. You got it. Don't quit. Don't quit. When people are mean to you, don't quit. I got this. I'm not crying. I'm not gonna cry. If Apple made a car, would it have windows?
Hey!
A dog gave birth to puppies near the road. Was cited for littering.
Hey!
You know, that's serious business. That's a $500 fine.
That's
what?
True. This is true. Yeah.
Hey, that's no joke. Littering's no joke in New Mexico.
Keep the roads clean, people.
Keep them clean.
And your jokes.
Put reflectors on them. How is it one careless match can start a forest fire, but it takes a whole box to start a barbecue?
Yeah.
That was from a guy named Kevin.
So I have a gas grill.
Oh, this is from Travo. Travo wrote this in.
Okay.
It's from his daughter, Michaela.
Hey!
7 years old.
Okay.
What did the TV do at the beach?
What?
Channel surf!
Man, it's
terrible.
That's a great joke when you're seven.
When you're seven,
that's
fantastic.
Next level.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or give us a call, 505-338-3700. Hello.
Let me tell you, you guys are amazing. You must have, like, telekinesis powers or mind reading, because I was calling to request Least of These, Joyful Noise, and I was like, oh, I'll just hang up. They're probably busy, and it came on the radio.
Boom!
I cried. Yeah. Yes, I cried with tears of joy while waiting for my ride.
I was talking to a guy about a horse, and I felt like somebody wanted to hear that song.
Yeah, it was me.
It was you, and so then...
It was because you were talking to a guy about a horse, and you were making a joyful noise.
Yep.
And
and so I communicated mentally with Steve-O.
Well, let's be honest, that's usually his Instagram
time.
You were
talking about a horse, were you using the bathroom?
No, what?
What are you talking about, friend? What are you talking about, man? It's out west.
We're
everywhere.
On the radio. We don't
horses
go to the bathroom.
Everywhere.
The
desert. Exactly.
Oh,
exactly. That's not why.
For energy, right?
Yeah.
That's Steve and his kids.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
But they do it in the dark because they have to turn off all the lights because it costs 27 cents.
It costs 27 cents.
This thing is getting so layered.
I'm just saying.
All right. This is from David Myers.
Hey, David.
Hey, David.
We miss you, buddy.
Why did the cowboy buy a dachshund?
Why?
Because he wanted to get a long little doggy.
Oh, man.
It was so bad.
We should just
Fun Joke Friday.
What is David doing? I miss that guy.
I know. He's up there being a pastor in, like, Iowa.
Iowa! You owe me $5. Fun Joke Friday!
Nope, that doesn't even get a rim shot. Nope.
No matter how much you push the envelope, it'll still be stationary.
Oh. I kind of like that one.
It's not bad. And this
At least
is,
I understood that one.
This is the last one on the Facebook page right now.
Okay.
A grenade thrown into a kitchen in France would result in linoleum blown apart.
It is Fun Joke Friday. Get your jokes in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Also, the question of the day was posed. Something as a kid you thought you'd get to do all the time as an adult. You can chime in on that as well. However, I got a list. I wanted to help some people out. Last night was awful.
It was wonderful.
It was wonderfully awful.
Woo!
Did you get any sleep last night there, Sam Swan?
You know, I went to bed, and the lightning at my house was so brilliant and cool that we opened up the blinds, and Brenda and I just laid there and watched and listened to the thunder. And then when the rain came, I was like, I'm a little bit scared.
Yeah.
Because the hail and the... I was like, I'm a grown man. Yeah. But I need my wife to hold me because I'm
afraid. Crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
God was throwing a rave last
Dude,
night because
awesome.
The glow sticks were going crazy outside my window.
Yeah,
and the drum and bass was shaking the bed.
Yeah,
it was insane. So thanks to the Lord for throwing a big old rave last night. It was pretty fantastic.
It was incredible.
However, not a whole lot of sleep. So I got 5 tips to get a productive night's sleep tonight since everybody's exhausted at work. Thankfully, it's Friday, so, you know, at least it's Friday. I feel like at work on Friday, you're like, yeah, but it's Friday. I just got to get through this day. I got to get through this day.
I can go home and use a whole book of matches to light my barbecue.
Yes, yeah. Summertime. Yeah. So we're going to barbecue. We're going to kick it.
We're going to blow up the kitchen.
Oh, yes. So here's 5 tips to get a productive night's sleep tonight after last night's crazy storm. Number 1, wind down late in the day. Not at night.
Yeah.
Later in the day. A recent Harvard Medical School study recommended that you schedule your day so the more time-consuming and intensive tasks are addressed in the morning. You leave the easier, less pressing tasks for the evening so your mind and entrepreneurial drive and you can cool down before bed.
Okay.
What?
I like that.
I don't know.
That makes a little bit of sense.
I'm just saying. Number 2, you got to create a cutoff time. Decide when you will stop working each day, no matter what.
8:30 a.m.
That's a good cutoff time.
That's nice. Man, we're way over. No, we're not there yet.
We got a few minutes.
I'll tell you what. My wife's a boss. She's the boss. So her phone rings constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter. We're at home, and I'm like, don't answer that.
Right.
It's work. I got to answer. I got to, you know. There's got to be a cutoff time. Bosses, we're talking to you because you go home, you take your work home with you, or you just got to. Pastors.
Right.
Oh, man, working on the message for Sunday morning, and then, great idea. It's like 9:30 at night, and you get this amazing idea. You just got to get to work right then.
Right.
It seems like we never stop working.
No, we don't.
You got to set a cutoff time. Decide when you're going to stop working each day, no matter what. This according to Jeff Hayden. He says, every night set a goal to wrap up your tasks for the day. This may leave a few loose ends, but stick to it. If you leave things unfinished, work on them right when you wake up. You'll feel more refreshed. The work will actually get accomplished easier and probably more better-er.
More better-er.
That's right. That's good. That's good grammar right there.
That's great.
You make a list before you go to sleep for the following day. That way, when you jump up refreshed, your tasks will be accomplished.
The only problem with making a list before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Is if I did that, I'd be like, oh, I need to do that.
I
right should
have done that. I'm, you know, take, I'm just going to take it.
I'm just going to take it. It'll only take a couple minutes. I'll just be. Oh.
Yeah. No, you're right.
So I have a question. It's sort of related.
Yeah.
I did a lot of lyrics for Waverly. And
yeah.
Every once in a while, I would wake up in the middle of the night and have like a lyric idea.
Yeah.
You know. And then you'd look at it the next day and be like, oh, man.
What did that mean?
That was stupid.
Yeah. You
know? So. Do pastors do that? Do they wake up in the middle of the night and they're like, that is exactly what the Lord is leading me to say on Sunday. And then they look at it the next day and they're like, no, it wasn't. Yeah.
What does a giraffe have to do with the book of Proverbs?
Yeah. Holy Spirit's like spots on a giraffe.
That's right.
It's never the same and it's everywhere.
Right.
What?
Right.
I feel like that's a good one. That's my first sermon point.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is like spots on a giraffe.
It reaches high to the heavens because the spots are on the neck. And they're everywhere on the giraffe. And they're all different.
I'm so glad I never got that word.
I feel like that's what I'm supposed
to say.
That's
called indigestion. Yeah. And
one day somebody's going to ask me to preach.
That's,
I don't know when
sushi.
That day is going to be, but that is going to be my sermon.
Yes.
Spots on a giraffe. They're going to say, don't let that person talk anymore. Yeah.
He's trying to be everywhere.
I feel like if the Holy Spirit's waking you up in the middle of the night, chances are you should probably pay attention.
I think
probably
so.
Scared.
Yeah.
Has that happened? Does that happen regularly?
Not regularly, but every once in a while. Usually what happens is I go to bed fretting over, especially when I was a younger youth pastor and I didn't get to preach in big church very often, and when the pastor was going to be gone or whatever, he'd ask me to fill the pulpit for him. And so I was nervous about filling the pulpit. So all week long I'm freaking out because I'm talking to the adults instead of just the students, and which it's really, I've learned that's, it's not that big of a deal to translate stuff a little higher as far as vocabulary and all that stuff. So anyway, I would go to bed thinking about it, and so my mind is racing, and I couldn't think. I mean, couldn't sleep, and so I'd sometimes get an idea, and I'd jot it down.
Yeah.
And most of the time, it worked out okay because I was still awake. It wasn't like I woke up in the middle of the night. But sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and go, man, that is a great idea. And then I can't find a pen.
Right.
And I'll go, I'll remember it, and I just say it over and over in my head. And I can't remember.
Here's the thing. Second Corinthians tells us to take every thought captive, and it's something that I've been trying to do more and more, because I think growing up you're always like, I gotta take my lustful thoughts captive, I gotta take my, and you just associate it negatively, like all my bad thoughts, those are the ones, my anger issues, my lust issues, my whatever your issues are, whatever your thought issues are, those are the ones you take captive.
Right.
But I've been trying to keep this in my brain more and more and more. No, we're called to take every thought captive, because what if you get that creative idea? What if you get that, ooh, you know it'd be great for the morning show? You know it'd be a great way to minister to, and then you're right, I do the same thing, 2 a.m. and it's like, I'll remember. And then all of a sudden I have this crazy dream about the spots on a giraffe, and then I wake up and I'm like, spots on a giraffe!
Yeah.
What was the idea? Yeah,
no,
was,
I get it.
I might remember part of it, but but you know, the beauty is now that with smartphones, you can type that little note in there.
The problem is you've got to be a diligent note taker, because I have a few in my notes that were like the 2 a.m. note ideas.
Oh, and it's like a vague thing.
Yeah.
Gibberish.
Yeah. So I've
giraffe,
I seriously.
Spots, broccoli.
Holy Spirit.
And that's spoke Holy Spirit, and that got it.
Like this one. There's two thoughts. Mario Speedwagon.
Okay.
Mario
Speedwagon.
Yeah.
And Trumpet Tuesday.
Trumpet.
What does that mean?
I feel like Mario Speedwagon.
What were those ideas?
Take it on the run.
I'm just
baby.
Saying.
Yeah. Mario Speedwagon is a combination of Mario Kart and Mario Speedwagon's catalog.
But what was the idea?
You're making a new version of the game.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like
you're going to race Mario Kart with REO Speedwagon tunes playing in the background.
That's what I'm saying. These are real like thoughts that I had at like 2 a.m. Let's see.
Are you
how
sure
about
it
this
wasn't
one?
The chili dog you had before bed?
How about this one? Homeland. Terrorism and Christianity. We're strangers here. We're like aliens.
That makes perfect sense to me.
That is real.
The scary thing is I preached on that 2 weeks ago.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, I'm like, this one's from April 7th. Did you steal my idea from my brain at 2 a.m.?
Yeah, yeah. I'm in tune to your brain at 2 a.m.
How about this one? Oh. You find yourself abducted by aliens and taken to the planet Zargon. You're nowhere near a radio. Do you A, rip your clothes and beat your chest in anguish?
Yes.
C, turn on your trusty static radio app knowing all will be well.
What about B?
There was no B.
Okay.
I skipped picked, to C.
I
it's
picked
2 a.m. Shut up.
I would have so, picked B.
To B all or right. not to be, it was obviously not to be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
man.
Fun joke Friday.
Yeah.
Fun joke Friday.
Yeah. Oh, here's another one. It literally says seafood delight.
That's,
what?
That's at
does
Subway.
That mean?
That's at Subway.
A seafood.
That's a Subway
delight.
Sandwich. Seafood that's delight.
I woke up at 2 a.m. like I'm getting the seafood delight.
I will have a 6-inch seafood delight, please. Please.
These are real. How about this one? How about this one? WebMD Christian hypochondria.
What?
I don't know. I got these ideas.
It's like they,
it's like a
WebMD.
T-shirt.
WebMD, Christian hypochondria.
Okay, Steve-O.
Seafood delight.
Maybe you should rethink this whole thing about taking every thought captive.
I know.
No.
Every single thought.
No, every one of them. Every yeah. one of them.
No, you're right. You're yeah. right. Keep capturing them.
Yeah.
Capture
but,
them.
But in the morning, delete some of them.
But yes. Exactly. The ones on. But it says every thought
set
captive.
Set it free. Set
I'm
it
trying.
Free.
After you evaluate it, captivate yeah. it. And then when you have time to evaluate it, then you can go, you know what? I can let that one go.
Yeah.
I can,
yeah.
That one's free. With the giraffe. And the spots?
Yes. Yeah.
We might keep that one. But
I feel like that's a good, like, I should write a series about that.
You could, man.
Like, saying,
probably
it could
a
be
book.
A long series, because if you think about the giraffe and the long neck,
tons
see?
Of them. Yeah.
There you go.
That's what
there
I'm saying. Steve-O, he yeah. gets it.
Just saying.
He gets
take every
it.
Thought captive. Hope you take good notes. Makes sense.
That's awesome.
I obviously have no idea.
The giraffe is my mom's favorite animal.
Ah, and that's why?
It's true. I don't know.
Spotty at best.
Spot.
Fun Joke Friday!
That
hashtag.
That was a stretch.
Oh my gosh, what is happening? I feel like we should rename Fun Joke Friday to Heavy Sigh Friday.
Heavy Sigh. Hashtag.
Because it's like...
We got to take a quick peek at traffic.
Woo!
Man.
That was my joke.
I promise we'll wrap up these good night sleep things so we can all
whoa!
Get a good night's sleep.
We
and,
got a lot of stuff on the traffic.
Oh, snap.
All right. People are doing stuff out there, and it's not driving correctly. That's not what it is. Rocks in roadway.
No way.
On Carlisle Boulevard at Montgomery Boulevard. So be careful. Do not run over the rocks with your car. It will not be cost effective. Then we have road construction, Eubank Boulevard between Central and I-40. What are you laughing at? Red lights, Central Avenue at Yale Boulevard Southeast. We have the construction at Unser and I-40. Am I saying words wrong?
No.
Okay.
It's just Heavy Sigh Friday, and I've got a
heavy sigh.
Got a photo we're going to post to Facebook that is definitely a heavy
I'm
sigh.
I'm reading traffic!
I'm sorry!
Traffic lights are not working. Caution! Paseo del Norte at Coors. Treat it like a four-way stop. It's not that difficult.
Be courteous.
There is still flooding at Alameda Boulevard at 4th Street Northwest,
yeah.
and traffic lights are not working at El Pueblo and 2nd. And at Osuna Road at I-25, traffic lights are not working. Four-way stops, people, you can do it! You've had your license for a little while.
most of you.
Most yeah. of you.
Sadly, in New Mexico, you can get your license in a Cracker Jack box, so most
really?
Of, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
nice.
It's pretty great. I used to go to a lot of baseball games. Finally, boom, got mine.
Boom. If you got your license in a Cracker Jack box, do not drive today.
Yeah, please.
I will be on the road, and I do not want to meet you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Now, we're talking about 5 tips to get a productive night's sleep. How about this one? Number 3, track your sleep and be consistent. No. See, I do this all the time. By measuring how you sleep, it's much easier to see how different factors affect you, and then you can use that knowledge to help optimize your sleep quality. No, I don't do that, actually.
I'd freak out. I'd be like, I'm not getting enough sleep.
Oh, dude, last night, thunderstorm, and I immediately looked at, oh, no, it's 2 o'clock. Okay, 3, 4, okay, if I fall asleep right now, I'll get 2 hours and 47 minutes of sleep. Okay, fall asleep, fall asleep, fall asleep,
ready,
fall
go.
Asleep. And then God's rave was still like, yeah, woo, aliens and craziness. And then it was like, oh, okay, it's 2:47. Okay, 2:47, 3:47, 4:47. Okay, I'll get 2 hours and 12 minutes of sleep. I'll fall asleep right now. Fall asleep right now. Right now. It doesn't work. I'm the sleep counter. Yeah. Like, I constantly am just counting. Ugh, I hate it. I need to stop doing that. I need to track how often I count, how many hours I'm going to not sleep, and just shut up and go to sleep.
And just go to sleep.
Gosh, dude, I'm telling you.
A little bit of Benadryl.
Which is hilarious, because, yeah, exactly. Number 4, don't worry about sleep.
Mm.
It says don't stress over your sleep schedule. Don't stay awake watching the clock.
That's what I do.
As that takes away potential shut-eye moments.
Not me, man.
Dang it. This is the Harvard Sleep Study recommends that if you find yourself unable to fall asleep after 15 to 20 minutes in bed, take a break. Get out of bed. Read with a dim light until you find yourself tired. Don't change when you're supposed to wake up because you couldn't fall asleep.
Oh, you said dim light. I thought you said dim wit. I was going, where am I going to find somebody like that?
Hey! But,
yeah.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, sir.
Number 5, don't forget about the quality of your sleep. According to the Harvard study, and common sense apparently, you should create a good environment for you to fall asleep and stay asleep. Make sure your bed's comfortable, your room is dark and quiet. Okay, here's something I've never done that it is actually recommending that I was joking that I needed, because my wife can sleep in any condition.
Yeah.
We have all these windows in our new bedroom, and it's bright.
Yeah. Mm.
There's like a street light right outside one of the windows, and it's just bright. And she likes it kind of bright, and it has to be like pitch black.
Yeah.
If I can see anything in the room, it's too bright. And so she recommended me get this, and I said no because I'm a man. But according to the Harvard Sleep Study, get a sleep mask.
Oh.
I feel like that would just annoy me. I'd feel like a pirate who put the eye patch on the wrong eye.
I'm afraid.
And I'm just like,
I'm afraid that I would forget that I'm wearing it and I wake up in the morning and go, oh, I'm blind!
No!
I can't see!
No!
Not me, man. I wear masks all the time.
What?
Yep, fight crime with them at night. That's why I don't need sleep.
Oh.
I have really good ideas constantly.
Yeah, sleep mask, earplugs, or a white noise machine to compensate if your sleeping environment is less than
not
ideal.
Not after that movie, White Noise. No way!
I never saw that movie.
No, sir!
Was it terrifying?
No,
but okay.
It's a little creepy, and that's what gets you.
That's right. It's the little creepy that creeps up on you.
What?
Yep.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Question of the day. Something as a kid you thought you'd get to do all the time as an adult. It's also Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in as well. Steve Omateo.
In the morning.
Static.
I assume you wanted me because you played one of my favorite songs ever.
Of all time. Steve Omateo, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Every night in my dreams, I see you.
Turn it back up.
No, I was wanting to hear you.
I have to have the ambiance.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico joins us for some Celine Dion.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish he were joking.
But that really is his favorite
song. Yeah, this guy's my roommate right now. And
Matt,
so
really?
I'm shocked by the fact that this dude's not even 30. And yet his iPod consists of Phil Collins. Let's see, who else have we listened to this week?
Well, no, that's not bad. Phil Collins isn't bad.
No, not at all. I love Phil Collins. We've been listening to some Billy Joel this week.
Yeah.
Listening to some Elton John this week. Celine Dion.
I'm slightly creeped out that he actually knows the lyrics.
One of his favorite artists in the world.
Oh my gosh.
In fact, today this dude's got some beef because...
Why did you turn it off?
Well, I'm playing a greater artist. However...
I sure wish this was a television show.
It is.
MyStaticRadio.com, webcam.
You need to go to the webcam if you can right now. Go right now. You'll
Who
see
was
some
it yesterday?
Serious moves.
Dude with clout yesterday.
A guy that works at AEG Live.
Yeah.
I think... I'll need to look it up to make... to, I think that's a big promotion.
To get the perfect
thing.
Quote.
But he said, Celine Dion is a bigger artist than Michael Jackson.
Oh.
There is no way Celine Dion is a bigger artist than this dude.
No.
Let me tell you what I think.
You don't have an opinion. You
don't
have to.
I have the greater voice in this situation.
Okay.
Because I don't think she is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Now I've got an opinion. Because it matches up with yours.
Yeah.
Is that sad but true?
Yes.
That's usually how it works.
The thing for me, though, is now if you argued in the early 2000s who was the bigger artist, then I would say my Celine was. Because I did a little Wikipedia of Celine Dion in my spare time way before this. One night in the van when we were listening to Celine Dion, because all the respectable people like her. And she was the number one money-making artist of the first decade of the 2000s. Straight up, she made more money than any. She was the most successful artist.
I don't know what's weirder, the fact that you know this,
yeah,
or the fact that you know this.
Both of them are weird.
Yes.
But of all, like, in the grand scope of things,
yeah,
there's no way that she's bigger than Michael Jackson. No way.
She might, for a period, she was.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But
even then,
if you play the beginning of Billie Jean, it's just a beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know instantly.
You instantly know who
that's
it is.
That's Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
That's right.
I'm about
whatever,
to dance.
The second this happens, you know who that is.
I am taken to a different world.
I did have a sudden urge to yell, I'm the king of the world.
Exactly.
When that came on.
The second this happens.
I did a wedding for a couple one time, and this was one of the songs they sang. And I told them at the rehearsal, I said, you realize the boat sank, right?
Yeah.
Do you really? Do you really want that song as one of the songs for your lifetime memories together?
It's not Celine's fault. She carried that movie.
No, it was Kate's fault. Oh. She let Leonardo drown.
Yeah, she let him go.
She was like, don't leave me, Jack. Don't leave me. Oh, you're dead? See ya, bro. You're out.
Bye.
Bye.
She's like, I'll never let you go. As soon as she woke up and he was frozen, she was like, out.
I'm out. I ain't dragging a dead guy with me.
This ice is heavy.
Go to the bottom, baby.
Didn't they do like a Mythbusters and prove that he could have gotten on the door with her? Yeah.
The whole movie, I thought that. I was like, Kate, you are so selfish.
That was a big door.
Let's be honest
about that.
Everything
that
on the Titanic was big, yes.
Yeah.
And that door was huge.
Including the egos of the creators.
It just didn't fit the story, guys. Come on.
It didn't fit the story.
It didn't fit the story.
I'm Steve-O. Listen to my opinion.
She was proper. She was in a different class. It wouldn't have worked out.
She was hanging out on the bottom deck the whole movie.
She was.
You know what's bigger than the Titanic? Bigger
what?
Than Michael Jackson? Bigger than Celine Dion?
The likelihood that your opinion is wrong?
Generosity.
Oh, okay.
What did that have to do with this?
Absolutely nothing, but I was second way to something different.
Second way!
Check this out. Yesterday at a Heavenly Donuts in Amesbury, Massachusetts.
That just sounds like a great place.
Right? A dude decided to pay it forward at the drive-thru.
Yeah?
So he bought his donuts and said, I want to pay for the donuts for the guy behind me as well.
Right.
As a nice, generous undertaking. Guess how long that pay it forward generosity lasted?
How long?
55 customers in a row!
Whoa! Wow. That's what I'm talking about.
55 cars in a row decided to pay it forward and pay for the food behind them. The chain only broke when they ran out of customers in line.
That's what I'm talking about.
So here's the thing, people.
Nice.
It is Friday. It's Fun Joke Friday. It's finally Friday. It's... What other?
Freedom Friday.
It's Freedom Friday.
Freaky Friday.
And it's free, favorite shirt Friday.
It's free donut Friday.
It's free donut Friday.
And that if you have a donut place and you won't give me free donuts,
it's,
just call up here. I'll hook it up.
Hashtag find out something generous to do for somebody else because then maybe they'll do something generous for somebody else and then maybe the whole world will be a little more generous Friday.
Yes.
That's a little long to tweet. That might not even make it because you can only do 140 characters.
That's over 140.
That's maybe over 140 characters. We got to think of maybe a shorter way to say that. Maybe that'll catch on a little better.
What about Pay It Forward Friday?
Oh, man.
A donut. Donut it forward.
Why you gotta be so good? Is that what you were gonna say? I was just paying it forward.
Pay it forward, Friday. Because here's what happened yesterday in Massachusetts, where people are mean and evil.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
No, don't be careful. Everybody up there, quit being so mean.
We have really good friends in Massachusetts, actually. So, they were generous.
They were.
One dude decided to pay for somebody else's donuts, and 55 cars later, donuts were paid for the customer behind them in line.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. It goes to show if you just do one act of kindness, then maybe that'll infect the next person that can infect the next person. Imagine sharing the gospel with one person. If you only share the gospel with one person your entire life, maybe you share the gospel with that one person, they give their life to Christ, and that, I don't understand, maybe only sharing it with one person, but for the analogy's sake, you share it with that one person shares it with one person, and you never know how the world might change.
Yeah.
Actually, we do know. I've read Revelation. It pretty much all goes to hell. However, for the sake of this break, let's pretend like we haven't read Revelation.
Yes. My
Steve-o. Hey, I'm getting motivated, and then I hear that, and I'm like, well, what does it matter?
It's suddenly turned into Revelation Friday.
Now it's Downer Friday.
But because we know the outcome, wouldn't we want to take as many people that we love as possible to the correct destination? Yeah. So how's that? There you go. Yeah. Back on track! Woo! Did it!
Oh. Got it.
Riding back around.
Back on track Friday.
Oh, man. Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Speaking of hashtags, we're going to have to post that photo.
Maybe old Sally M will do it.
Yeah. So check out facebook.com/mystaticradio. We found a great photo. I say we. I mean Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention
in Mexico.
That's
what he did.
Because he's hilarious and awesome.
Thank you.
I just realized it's almost 9.
I know.
What time do you have to go?
I need to go at 9.
Don't leave.
I wish I could stay longer.
Yeah.
But I was gone all last week. And
you
I was
were.
Gone for a couple days this week, so I actually have some work I need to get
just
done.
Just pay it forward,
but I'm going to get it done early so I can wind down in
there
the afternoon. Actually, I'm going to wind down at 10:15.
Beautiful.
And take a nap in my office.
Pay it forward Friday.
That sounds good.
No,
hey, this is a good thing.
Okay.
You know what? I'm about to post it on Facebook. What are you going to do for Pay It Forward Friday?
Yeah, what are you going to do today? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. One thing. What's one thing you could do today? Pay It Forward Friday. Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
Sam. I missed you.
You did?
I missed you, dude.
It's wow. TJ.
I have some stories for you.
Oh, well, thanks, man.
Well, first I have a joke, and then I have a story.
Okay.
So, you know that the Cowboys sold their naming rights to the AT&T, right?
Yes.
No, I did not!
So, no, I didn't know
it. It's AT&T Stadium now, which means that both balls and calls will be dropped.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
Booyah!
You know, as a Cowboy fan, I can't appreciate that, but as someone who likes a good joke, that was awesome.
That was amazing, yeah. TJ.
Yeah.
Fun Joke Friday.
So, I got a story for you, though.
Yeah!
I heard about this old guy who was actually was an avid Cowboys fan, and he recently passed away, and in his last will and testament, he requested that 6 of the Cowboy players be the pallbearers for him. And he wanted those players to be the ones who would lay him to rest. And the reason for this was because he wanted the Cowboys to let him down one last time.
Booyah.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I take it you're a Cowboys fan.
Thanks for the call, TJ.
Sure, thank you.
All right. He altered the story just a touch.
Just a touch.
Just a touch. Actually, that's a real story.
I've heard that.
It was the Browns.
Yeah.
It was the Browns.
He
was a lifetime Cleveland Browns fan.
Yeah.
Sad thing. All right, here we go. It is Pay It Forward Friday. What's one thing you could do for Pay It Forward Friday? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let's infect people with generosity. Because it's way better than infecting people with the zombie apocalypse. Because either way, the world's going to end probably the same way with zombies.
Yep. As
so
foretold.
Do we want kind zombies?
As foretold.
It has been written, and so it shall be. Zombies shalt cover the earth.
Shalt.
And then they willeth their plague upon the populations of the countries of the world. And from the hills you shall look on the sixth day, and you shall see Mateo and Steve-O in the morning.
You
atop our gallant steed.
We shall ride into our destiny! Destroying the zombie horde! And that will be the ultimate Pay It Forward Friday.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What's one thing you're going to do today for Pay It Forward Friday? Be like these people in Massachusetts. Just paid for the dude's donuts behind him.
Give us some good ideas.
55 cars later, everybody else paid for somebody else's donuts.
That's call into the station!
Cool. It's pretty cool. Quick break. Coming right back. We got some clemency in your comments. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mateo.
In the morning.
Static. Good morning. It's Steve-O and Mateo.
Hey!
Featuring Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Good morning.
And Stever, the old guy at the watering hole that randomly chimes in. Anyways. Good morning. Wow. Happy Friday,
awesome.
Everybody.
That was awesome.
You know, that's how I do.
That's a great intro.
That's
how I do.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got a story from Massachusetts come across the wire.
Woo!
Some human beings who have humanness in them.
They got a lot of humanity floating around.
In those humans.
Yep.
Dude decided to pay for the donuts of the dude behind him. 55 customers later... The pay it forward, that's cool, man. 55 customers in a row just paid for the donuts behind him.
That's
paid
awesome.
Paid for the donuts behind him.
So we posed the question, what's one thing you could do today for hashtag pay it forward Friday? We've had a few responses.
All right.
JD says he did that yesterday because he paid for another couple's lunch.
There you go.
Which is very nice. Speaking of that,
pay it forward Thursday.
You did that yesterday.
I did?
You paid for me and Don's dinner.
Oh, I did!
It was very nice of you.
I forgot.
And you're going to do that again today at lunch for me.
Thanks.
That's so
for
nice.
Totally destroying my awesome blessing that I was going to receive because you just said it on the radio that I paid for your lunch.
Aww.
I did that specifically so I would get rewarded in heaven, jerk.
Yeah, right. Like I'm going to let you.
Gosh!
Do that. I'm not going to let you have that.
Ruiner of real rewards!
Yeah, right.
I'm just kidding.
I just made you famous on the radio, my friend. That's not a reward, then you're not gonna be happy with anything.
Oh,
Casey
man.
Says she just on Wednesday, a random couple helped her move her stuff out of her old apartment.
Oh, cool.
And she said that's definitely a great way to do it. If you see somebody trying to move, go over there and help them out.
Oh, man, I hate moving. Especially when my friends are like, oh, man, we're moving. I'm like, oh, dang, that sucks. I'm going to be in the Grand Canyon without cell service for the next... When are you moving? Yeah, 7 days.
Yeah.
I'm going to be gone.
I feel like I'm going to be sick that day.
I'm riding a burro down into the bottom of the canyon.
Curse my terrible timing. I wish I could help you move so badly.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey!
I have two jokes for you.
Two jokes.
What do you call a crate of ducks?
What do you call a what?
A crate of ducks.
A crate of ducks.
A box of quackers.
Hey!
I like
it. It's pretty good.
And why do you think gorillas have big nostrils?
Why does what have big nostrils?
Why do you think gorillas...
Gorillas.
Gorillas. I don't know why.
Because they have big fingers.
Oh!
That's true.
RJ, did you enjoy your birthday last week?
Yes.
Amazing. Did you hear us say happy birthday? We were hoping that we would have been able to tell you happy birthday ourselves, but...
Yeah. Actually, I was in the bathroom, but my sister told me about it.
Oh, yes.
That's good.
Thank you for your...
Did it involve a conversation about a horse?
Yeah, probably.
Well, congratulations. You're a year older. Good job. Thanks for the jokes, RJ.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Static.
Morning.
Morning.
I got a joke for you guys.
Oh, snap. Let's hear it.
All right. So what does a nosy pepper do?
What?
He gets jalapeno in business.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jalapenos are mean to me.
Big Sci Friday.
Big Sci.
Big Sci Friday.
Hashtag. Hashtag Big Sci. 505-338-3700 or Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's also Pay It Forward Friday. We found a great story, so we thought we'd ask the question, what would you do today for somebody else? What's one thing you could do today for someone else? Let's be selfless today.
TJ says he's going to go into each bathroom and flush the toilet so future patrons don't have to see or smell that stain.
That, you know what? Oh. I don't care how funny you were trying to be. That's generosity.
That really is
that's
generous. Legit. It's the worst feeling when you go to the bathroom in a public place and you open the stall and you're like, ah!
No!
And then you're like, I can't go in there. I can't go in there.
No. Not at all.
That's true story. How I feel.
That's a great service there, TJ.
That is.
Good job. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico, I know you have to leave.
I got to go to work today.
You got to depart.
I have to. But it's been great. I missed it. And I guess I'll miss next week, but I'll be after that.
Oh, that's right. We only have 3 microphones, and next week Mitch is back.
She'll be back. So.
I'll give you my microphone next week if you
want. Hey, pay it forward Friday.
Pay it forward. What are you going to give me?
I'm going to give you the joy of Steve-O buying your lunch today.
Yes! There you go.
Thank you.
You're
man,
welcome.
Man, I like this. Hey, what are you going to give me? Call in and tell me.
So pay it forward to Mateo. That's it.
I'm going to change the hashtag. Pay Mateo, it forward to me.
Mateo forward. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Mateo forward.
No, wait. That would insinuate that I'm going to do something.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
yeah. I don't want that.
Forwarded,
that ain't me.
Forwarded to Mateo.
Forward it to me.
There you go.
There you go.
Wow.
I like it.
This ever the humble human being.
Yes, of course.
All right.
I'm known for my humility.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should be very proud.
Man, pay it forward Friday.
Pay it forward Friday.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Sam Swan, thanks, man.
You bet.
Good
you
day,
bet.
Sir.
See you guys.
On the way, some Smashing Pumpkins, but to get you there, the latest from Waverly, and we say latest because it's the last thing they did before Matt broke up the band so he could be at House of Heroes.
Pay it forward.
Pay it forward. Steve-O and Mateo.
Good morning. Static.
This is Static Radio. Check out the playlist at MyStaticRadio.com.
Mountain Standard Time.
Mountain Standard Time.
We got a lot of listeners all over the world.
All over the world, y'all. We worldwide. We Static Radio worldwide.
Or the Earth, if you will.
Morning show worldwide.
So what? What is one thing you could do today? It's Pay It Forward Friday. Yesterday, a dude at a donut shop decided to pay for the car behind him's.
I thought you said doo-doo.
Donuts.
Hey, I wish someone would pay it forward to me by waking up Fred because I can't get in touch with him. Oh. No, that's one of these.
Sorry.
Can't get him, so I guess we're going to have to not do...
Skip Just Fred Friday.
We're going to skip it this week, Fred. I tried to wake you up, but I don't think TJ liked that anyway.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
One thing you could do today for somebody else... Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. On that, I found a list of America's most hospitable cities. So maybe listeners in that area will chime in the most because apparently they're kinder.
Yeah.
They're gentler.
Spider-Man.
Doesn't matter what it is. Hoping you're opening your home to travelers from all over the world, whether it's a tour of the city, a home-cooked meal, or just a...
Something.
Maybe like a bottled water for somebody on the
giving
highway.
Giving somebody a piece of gum.
So, Airbnb filtered through reviews and looked for cities with the highest percentages of 5-star listings, signifying places where these people go above and beyond to welcome their guests to the city. So, this is like a travel agency type. Got it? Okay.
Got it. Sorry, I was looking for my water.
Top 10 list of America's most hospitable cities. Guess what the most hospitable city in America is?
Let me think about this.
Okay.
Walt Disney World.
Walt Disney World is not a city.
It's as big as a city. You've never been there.
I've never been there. You're right. I just feel like I would be bummed because I'd probably get to do not nearly as much as
you
I would
can't
want
trust
to.
Trust your feelings.
I'm saying. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Most hospitable city in America. Come on, guess.
Is it a small town or a big town?
I don't know. I've never been there.
It says city, so I'm going to assume it's a big city. I'm going to say Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh! You know, you'd figure since we're in Albuquerque, and that's probably why I would gear this towards the... Oh, not even on the top 10.
Wow.
Steve
nicer.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Can I get a hint if I ask for something?
Yes.
Does it have anything to do with Southern hospitality?
You would think that, right?
But it's not?
It's a southern state.
That's good.
It's in a southern state.
That's okay. Good.
It's in the southern part of America.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia.
It's not Atlanta.
Georgia's not even on the top 10 list.
Yep.
Nowhere in Georgia, not even on the top 10 list.
Is it?
What?
Is it?
I don't get the wrong buzzer.
No, sorry. Sorry. Taking a call. Static.
Hey, I wanted to go ahead and guess.
All right.
Tallahassee,
Florida.
Tallahassee,
Florida.
Is that it?
No, I'm sorry. Not Tallahassee, Florida. 505-338-3700. Most hospitable city.
Is it Greenbow, Alabama?
Greenbow, Alabama. Alabama's not even on the top 10 list.
Yeah, and that's not a real city.
Yeah, okay. I believed you because you're from the South.
It was in Forrest Gump.
I don't know.
Greenbow. Is it Tupelo, Mississippi?
Tupelo, Mississippi. Well, what did you say about the state of Mississippi?
Mississippi is the hospitality state.
So you would think, being the hospitality state,
yes,
that a city in Mississippi would at least make the top 10 list, right?
That would be my dream.
Exactly. Wrong, actually. Nowhere in Mississippi even made the top 10 list of hospitality.
We must have changed our name to the diabetic state a few years ago.
Stever.
Okay, I'll only take one more guess.
Okay.
I'm going to go with this, since you said, well, it is a southern state.
It is a southern state.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Ooh. We had somebody say Tallahassee, Florida. So I'm assuming that people think Florida is just going to be super hospitable because it's all old people or something. The answer. That's wrong. That was a good guess. So 505-338-3700, America's most hospitable city. You want me to give you a 10 to 1?
Yes.
You can keep guessing.
Is it Nashville, Tennessee?
Nashville, Tennessee is number 8 on the list.
Yay! Good job, guys. Keep it up. Let's keep it up, guys.
Number 8. You got to strive for number 7 next year. It's the number of completion.
Wow. Okay. Little Rock, Arkansas?
Little Rock, Arkansas. There is 0 Arkansas on this list.
Good, because they hate people with their highways.
Number 10 is Tahoe City, California.
That makes sense.
Number 9, Tucson, Arizona.
I hate that place. I don't hate it. It's very hot.
Number 8, the city you live in, Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah!
Number 7, Madison, Wisconsin.
What?
Oh, hey, welcome to our city, don't you know?
You want some cheese? We're not doing that. There's not enough time. Keep going.
Number 6, Memphis, Tennessee.
Disagree.
What?
Oh my gosh, I disagree.
Oh, please do tell.
If it's barbecue kindness, then yes. If kindness is expressed in barbecue, then yes. Because Memphis barbecue is awesome.
Well, Memphis actually beat out Nashville, so apparently Memphis is more hospitable than Nashville, Tennessee. So
disagree.
I'm sorry.
Disagree. But whatever. Keep going.
Number 5 on the top 10 list of America's most hospitable cities. Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh.
I say Raleigh. Raleigh.
You've never been there.
It's Raleigh.
Raleigh, North Carolina. That makes sense. There's a lot of nice people there.
Really?
Been there.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, Bend, Oregon.
I've been there, but it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. Hey! It's been a long time.
This is why Albuquerque's not the nicest.
Oh.
Because we have jokes like that floating around.
Oh, man. Number 3, also in Oregon.
Is it Ashland, Oregon?
Mmm.
Oh, Ashland, Oregon is a wonderful place. That's my friend Eric Newcomer in House of Heroes. That is his favorite place in the world.
Really?
Yes. I miss you, Eric. One day we're going to vacation in Ashland, Oregon, and we'll have a great time.
Stever.
Ashland. Home of the largest Shakespeare festival in the country.
It's a great place.
That's it?
It's awesome. Okay, great delis.
I've never been to Oregon.
Very hospitable.
My sister lived in Portland. I've never been
very
to Portland.
Very close to Medford, Oregon, and Weed, California.
You guys have still not guessed the city in Oregon that
I'll
is number 3
where
on the
it's
list.
Not.
Eugene.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah. Eugene, Oregon, number 3. Top 10 most hospitable cities in America.
Okay.
Number 2, I've never even heard of. But
what is
Stever it? Stever is from this state, so Mendocino, California.
Ooh.
Number 2.
Number 2, go Stever.
Woo. Number 1, most hospitable city in America.
I'm so nervous. What is it?
Also happens to be the city with the greatest NFL football team in the entire universe.
Dallas, Texas.
What? No! Absolutely not!
You told me you were a Cowboys fan.
I will fight you to the doom.
Steve-O, every night before you go to bed, you're like, good night, Matt. I hope you have sweet dreams. I love the Cowboys. They're my favorite. Every night. And then Luke's like, yeah, my favorite too. And then Brody's like,
come on. You know my favorite football team. Don't do that. America's most hospitable city.
Is it
happens
Tampa?
To be the home of a good friend of mine.
It's Tampa Bay.
Nate Young, one of the greatest drummers in the universe. Tampa, Florida, number one.
Tampa, Florida. Is it because of Busch Gardens?
I don't know.
They supposedly have excellent roller coasters.
Most hospitable city in America, Tampa, Florida. Yeah. I want to go this year.
I want to say that I'm very disappointed in Mississippi right now. We are a hospitality state. And now I'm really worried that we are truly becoming the diabetes state, or the obesity state, or the lazy state, or the most backward state.
Yep.
What happened to hospitality, people?
I don't know.
Be nice to your friends and your not friends.
Be nice to your friends and your not friends.
You call them not friends because it puts a positive, friendly spin on it.
There you go.
Don't call them strangers, no matter how strange they might be. Call them not friends.
It is Pay It Forward Friday. You can get your suggestions in facebook.com/mystaticradio. What is one thing you could do today for someone else? We want you to get out there.
What is it? Man, people are stumped. We have four responses. Everybody else is going, oh my gosh, what is nice? What is that? I feel like people should be nice to me, but
yeah.
What does this mean?
Exactly. Thus, Pay It Forward Friday. Good morning!
I did walk into the room, and that's why this is playing.
Exactly.
It's pretty cool. It's the theme song. It's no big deal.
Casting rumors abound for episode 7.
Whoa! Oh, yeah. We read about this. Are you excited, or are you disgruntled?
I don't know yet. If you haven't heard the news yet, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Two people have been cast for episode 7.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. This is just a rumor, although it comes from a fairly reliable source. They broke the news that Harrison Ford was going to be a cast member in episode 7, and turns out a few weeks later,
boom,
it was made official.
Okay, so who is this news source?
I think it was like, what is it, Latin?
Oh, Latino Review.
Review.
Was it El Miambe?
Who?
Okay, here's the thing.
Okay.
I read a lot about comic book movies,
uh-huh.
And Tim always complains about it, but he's listening to his hockey games just as much. And so, I don't care. And I'm not going to get my feelings hurt because it's Pay It Forward Friday, and I'm smarter than him right now.
Right.
Not true. Anyway, there's this guy that works at Latino Review. I don't know their pay structure, but anyway, he posts stuff, and his name is El Miambe.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Right.
And he says he's got all the scoops, but many times his scoops
are wrong?
Have been wrong.
Oh. See, I didn't know that.
So if it is him, I wouldn't trust it. But traditionally, Latino Review does get good scoops.
Well, both of these actors hail from the Disney of past.
Ooh.
And so they say there's some weight to both of these actors being contacted.
Okay.
In discussions. Ryan Gosling allegedly up for the role of Luke's son.
So dreamy.
But in my opinion, that already doesn't make sense, because who did Luke marry that he had a kid? It's supposed to be Han and Leia who have twins, not Luke Skywalker.
Maybe he married an Ewok.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry, I spoke out of turn.
Whew! Ryan Gosling. And from High School Musical, Zac Efron.
We need an expert.
Celeste, get in here!
We need your help, Celeste! Celeste, who is on afternoons from 2 to 6 p.m. every single weekday. She's our resident ginger.
And because of those, for you guys to bully, apparently.
Yeah. Okay.
Her red hair gives her magical powers.
It does. She is a wizard of sorts.
Rumor has it that a couple people have been cast in the new Star Wars Episode 7 film, and I don't know about them. They were both Disney people, and since you are a redhead and a girl and a lot younger than us,
yes,
you probably know.
No, I don't know.
Rumor has it Ryan Gosling.
Yep, there it is, people. That's why it's going to happen. Read her the other one.
Oh, my gosh. I'll actually watch Star Wars.
And
High School Musical star Zac Efron.
Oh, gosh, I don't care about him.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that one's false then. That's just a rumor. That's a false rumor. Both have been tapped to star
in Gosling and Star Wars? Maybe I'll actually watch Star Wars now.
Okay.
Because I haven't seen those either.
Now, here's the thing. In the past...
You tricksters, Disney. You tricksters.
In the past, he was up for a role of Batman and declined because he didn't want to,
He's too pretty for Batman.
Put that much time into... What?
Well, you would have to cover up half of that face.
To cover his face.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you.
I was going to say, he's like a billionaire playboy. He's Iron Man with a mask.
Ryan Gosling should never wear a mask, ever.
Wow!
Wait, Iron Man wears a mask.
Did I say Iron Man?
No, Steve-O did. He said he's Iron Man with a mask.
Yeah, but Iron Man wears, like, the full thing. He's not... Okay,
I get it. We're not getting into this right now.
Gosh.
I'm actually glad to be part of this conversation.
I feel like my brain is going to explode. It hurts right now.
Ryan Gosling is Disney? Oh, no. Disney bought everybody.
Disney bought everybody, right. But Ryan Gosling was a Mouseketeer or whatever a tier. Yeah. He was one of those guys.
He was on Mickey Mouse Club.
I'm not even that old. I didn't watch Mickey Mouse Club.
I didn't either. I just know that.
I don't think you were alive when the Mickey Mouse Club was on Celeste.
89.
Stever.
Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans. He was in Remember the Titans.
Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
Never saw that movie.
That's a good movie.
Was that the movie with Opie from Sons of Anarchy?
Yes.
Okay. Apparently I need to see it because a bunch of great people are in it.
It's a very inspiring football
movie. The man who is inspiring me to grow a beard right now is in that, apparently.
I don't understand facial hair.
That's happening. Sorry.
If you would like...
a little scruff is like good.
Celeste, if you want to understand facial hair, just go watch The Notebook. You'll get it.
No, I saw The Notebook.
Obviously, Ryan Gosling.
I saw The Notebook, okay?
I've seen The Notebook 100 times.
So here it is. That's your Star Wars Episode 7 update. Ryan Gosling, allegedly. As well as Zac Efron, allegedly. However, Ryan Gosling recently announced that he was going to take a break from acting. Now, here's the thing.
Maybe it's
because he's going to be so devoted to Star Wars, he has to break from everything else.
Truth.
It's a trick. It's a trickery. Or Ryan Gosling also tapped for Batman, didn't want to do it because he didn't want to be involved in such a big franchise because he's like the weird, I got to be artsy guy.
Really?
Yeah. And didn't want to do Batman. So why would he say no to Batman, but yes to Star Wars? It's Star Wars!
It's money, babies. Babies.
And it's owned by Disney, so they're going to offer him $740 billion.
Is that why you guys brought me in? Just to be like,
we wanted to gauge the female reaction to Ryan Gosling.
And you gave us a good reaction.
Good.
It worked.
I've been practicing.
Disney, it worked. Just so you know. Hey,
Celeste, I want to do something here.
Oh, no.
You said that if he was actually in Star Wars, you would watch. So can I assume you've never seen Star Wars?
No, not really.
Okay,
I'd get bored and be like, what's going on? And no one would explain it to me.
I get it.
All right, Celeste, here it is.
It's not my fault.
You're on a deserted island.
Oh, crap.
Yes.
A boat arrives.
Oh, I don't like this.
And says, hey!
Hey.
Woman!
Oh, my God.
Are you okay? And you say, I've been stranded here for so long.
The sharks are coming, clearly.
The sharks are surrounding the island. I need off.
Mm-hmm.
Please, help me. And they say, okay, we will give you a ride on this boat if you can tell us the plot points of Star Wars in 30 seconds. Your life depends on it. Ready?
Go.
Go.
You got 30. Now you've got like 25 seconds.
Oh, that's your Darth Vader. Okay.
That'll work.
Plot points, we need him.
That's his father.
Luke's what? Luke's whose father? I'm confused.
Luke is the son of Darth
Vader.
You are
about to be left behind.
Because he's actually like... Oh, wait, hold on a second.
You can do it.
I believe in you.
Is there like some time crunch thing? Like, no. No.
The boat is leaving.
Well, that's a dumb boat, then. I don't want to be on it.
Come on.
If that's the crap. criteria, then I'm just going to jump in with the sharks.
You're on a deserted island.
I can't just come up with knowledge that I don't have.
You don't know anything about Star Wars?
And I'm too tired to lie right now. No.
Hang on. I want to... Can you pause the music, please?
Yes.
Pause. Celeste, I want you to know that we just crossed a milestone.
Yeah?
Because a girl just admitted she couldn't come up with knowledge she didn't know. You heard it here. You just paid it forward to all humanity,
Did
Celeste.
Did I mention I was at a really late movie?
You went and saw the midnight showing of The Wolverine.
Tired. It was actually like
Will
11.
You give us a quick movie review and
no.
our final departing?
I'll just spoil all the plot points
Oh,
for
yeah,
you guys.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
That's what I'll do. So
Don't do this.
No. So wait. Let me get this straight. You have never seen Star Wars, but for some reason you felt it necessary to see the midnight movie of The Wolverine.
What's the actor's name?
Hugh Jackman.
He's pretty.
Oh, my gosh. Get
Good
out.
Good night, Chicago.
That's it for us. We are out.
We are out of here.
What'd you learn today, Mateo?
Let me tell you what I learned. Number one, Celeste doesn't know anything about Star Wars, but True. She knows everything about Ryan Gosling.
No, I don't, actually.
Number two, I learned that people will pay it forward.
Yep.
And it will inspire others.
Yep.
So here's the thing about pay it forward, because somebody wrote they're going to pray for their enemies. That's cool. That's great. Go out there and do something simple and kind for other people that's tangible.
Right.
You know, go out there and pay for a dinner. Go out there and buy them a book of stamps. I don't know what it is.
We were inspired today because we learned that a man in Massachusetts paid for the dude in line behind him's food.
Yes.
At a drive-thru. And 55 cars later, boom, 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 paying it forward.
That's awesome.
Or paying it backward, if you will, because technically the cars were behind them in line at the drive-thru. Okay.
I learned a lot of really, really dumb jokes because it's Fun Joke Friday.
What else did we learn? Let's see. We learned that Celeste needs to see Star Wars.
Yes. We learned that...
If her life depended on it, she couldn't be witty.
She would swim with the sharks. We learned that a lot of people had some dreams, had some assumptions about adulthood when they were kids.
That's right.
And it didn't quite work out the way they thought it was going to.
Yeah. And we learned that you can all go to facebook.com/mystaticradio to check out the details on all of that. Steve, what'd you learn today?
Before there was America, there was a post office.
Yeah. We did learn that today.
We did learn that.
And the first postmaster general?
Benjamin Franklin.
Boom! Learned that today.
We also learned that today is Mick Jagger's birthday.
That's right. And he's only 70.
So if you want those moves like Jagger, go pay it forward. Because before you know it, you could be the postman, and the country's not even established yet. But Celeste will never know anything about Star Wars.
I know that I'm tired.
But she'll tell you a really dumb joke because it's Fun Joke Friday.
Made sense to me.
That doesn't even make sense in tired world.
I feel like that was a great summation of the whole morning.
That's right.
Big word.
If you missed the morning show, you can download the podcast at mystaticradio.com.
Did I say knowledge?
Yeah.
You can't know? What did I say?
Celeste will be up at 2 p.m. She's going to take a nap and sleep some.
Really?
And then,
on the clock?
No! Oh. 2 to 6, you can catch her every single weekday. And, enjoy.
It's on purpose.
Uh-huh.
It's all on purpose.
Of course it is.
Totally on purpose.
It's a shtick.
It's a character.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's really actually very intelligent.
Yep.
This is true.
Don't lie.
We'll see you guys again Monday. It is the final day of Mateo and Steve-O without Mitch, actually, this Monday.
That's true. Happy weekend, people.
Yeah, we'll see you guys again next week. Stay tuned. Adri's up next. And Celeste, 2 to 6.
Yep.
Don't miss it.
I'll get some coffee.
Yeah. Steve-O, Mateo, and Celeste.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
That's right.